escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
The Red Sox front office report with Craig Breslow this week is brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh, and by findmassmoney.gov. Good morning, Craig.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Doing great. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
Your baseball team on a little bit of a roll here. It would probably be difficult for you to pick one thing, but I'm going to ask you to do it anyway. If you look at this team and where they were in April and May and where they have been lately, what from your perspective is the primary difference?
Yeah, so I will try to narrow this answer down and respect the question, but there are definitely contributions being made up and down the roster. But I think the thing that you would point to is pitching. I think we've gotten consistent starting pitching from Garrett and Brian and Lucas, and maybe some inconsistency at the back of the rotation, but those three guys have been really good for a while, and then the bullpen has settled down, and we're winning games that we're supposed to win. We look back and think about the one run losses and giving up leads late, and then now with Chapman and Whitlock and the way Wilson and Weissert and Bernie and Matt has fit into the mix, we feel a lot better about being able to hold down leads late.
Craig, can you win a World Series with having three pitches like that? And you brought up Crochet, Bayo, and Giolito pitching that way. Can you win a World Series that way, or do you need another guy to step into that fourth role as a starting pitcher?
I think you can win. Ideally, we'll have guys who will step up, and it might not always be the same guy. But in the postseason, the schedule is set up to where the top of your rotation throws a bunch of innings, and then your bullpen throws a disproportionate number of innings. So teams we've seen lean on their bullpens. But yeah, you got to feel really good about those three. And then I think there's still plenty of time for guys like Dustin and others to step up.
Craig, not only are you guys playing well right now, but you are expected to get back Slayton and Ref Snyder today. The hope is to get Willie Abreu back next week. What do you hope that those three guys can contribute to this team as you inch closer toward September?
Yeah, we've seen what each of those guys is capable of. Ref as a veteran professional at bat and someone who feasts off left-handed pitching, which is an incredibly valuable role on this team. Abreu's been an everyday guy who brings great defense and 25, 30 home run potential to the middle of the lineup. And then in Slayton, we have a guy who's been a dominant setup man at times, but has struggled to stay on the field, and his ability to maybe take some of the workload away from guys like Whitlock, Chapman, Wilson, Matz, and others, I think will be really welcome. But we also have to be smart about, kind of easing him into both workload and leverage, and we'll make sure that we do that.
Craig, do you anticipate, or have you been told whether or not Bregman will opt out of his contract at the conclusion of this season?
No, that's those conversations will you know, happen in due time. But right now, everybody is focused on what's happening on the field. And you know, every time I have a chance to talk about Alex, I will take that as an opportunity to point out just how impactful he's been on the group, both in the clubhouse and on the field, and on me, you know, in helping me see things and think about things that I maybe otherwise hadn't. So nothing but the highest praise for Alex and his contributions to this team.
Yeah, we were talking earlier this week about Lucas Giolito saying that Bregman had identified that he was tipping his change up. I mean, it seems like a guy who is, it's been said a bunch, but is an additional, basically an additional coach for this baseball team.
Yeah, and there are, you know, there are probably three or four guys on every team that people are effusive about and talk about how, you know, this guy is a baseball person through and through and sees the game uniquely and adds to the culture. And but then there's Alex, who I think has maybe set himself apart from others in that he's been more than advertised, and he came in with this stellar reputation of being a great teammate and helping others, but the way that he's impacted our group is truly remarkable.
Craig, I know the politically correct thing to say is, yeah, we don't really schedule watch. We're kind of, you know, focused on the here and now, and I get it, but you have to be looking at your schedule and going, okay, we're going to be taking on Pittsburgh, a team that we should be able to win that series. You look at Toronto, they're going to be playing Milwaukee. You start to look at your schedule as you move forward, because it's about winning the division. You talk about it. When you start to look at your schedule versus theirs, how important is for you to win these games, especially against these teams that you're better than, so when you get to the series against Toronto in late September, you'll be in a great position to overtake them for the division?
Yeah, so it's really dangerous to watch what other teams are doing, which is not to say that we don't all do it, right? Yeah, you know, the most important game we're going to play is the one that we play today. And that's because we don't have, we can talk about the one-run losses or the games that we should have won, or that, you know, we found reasons for optimism from, but we can't go back and win those games. So, you know, every time we have a chance to win a game, you know, we want to manage aggressively, play aggressively, construct our roster aggressively so that we're banking these games, knowing that baseball has a ton of variance and there are going to be times where we lose 1-0 on, you know, a fluke play after a really well-played game. And you know, we win games, and I'm sure I'm not alone. After we win a game, we look to see what, you know, what other teams around us have done. But there are a lot of teams that are clustered pretty close together, and that team that we're chasing is winning a bunch of games too.
Craig, when you consider that the team has the second best record in the AL, and you look back at to where you were when the Devers trade happened, I always think your position is so interesting because depending on the day, you're either going to get cheers or boos. We're guilty of doing it with you. But when you look back to that trade in particular, you had said, I think that there's a real chance at the end of the season, we're looking back and we've won more games than we otherwise would have. Where do you put the credit there? Do you give yourself credit first and foremost on making that trade happen? Do you put the credit with Alex Cora on making sure all the guys are on the same page? Or do you put the credit with your players and stepping up to the bat and making sure that you guys put on a successful season after a major trade like that?
Yeah, so, you know, I know a lot has been made of that quote, and when I said it, I believed it. I still do. And that's not a criticism of any individual player so much as just thinking that this would potentially clear a path for a more functional roster and for the guys to come together. And I think anytime you look at wins and losses, you have to first give credit to the players. Those are the guys that are on the field and performing and grinding through the competition day to day. And then a ton of credit goes to the coaching staff and to Alex, because these distractions could easily take away from, you know, what we're trying to accomplish on the field, and they didn't. You know, every player in that clubhouse, every staff member came together, you know, recognized that the goal hadn't changed. That was to compete for the division, to make a deep postseason run, and it's a huge credit to all of them that we are where we are today. But there's also still a lot of work left to do.
Yeah, I definitely mocked that in the moment, and I was wrong. You were right, so sorry about that. I'm just curious. Obviously, you're not going to get into the negotiations or any of the public conversations. You're not going to have those conversations publicly. But just as a general rule, what's the first thing that enters your mind when you see your phone ringing and it's Scott Boras?
Probably best to keep those conversations out of the public spotlight.
Does he have a sense of humor? He seems like a robot.
But I've heard that criticism about somebody else. So
you should do a podcast.
Scott and I have these just riveting conversations, right, that I'm sure anyone listening would agree.
Well, Craig, you talked about being aggressive, you know, whether it's from, you know, at-bats, the way you're managing, but in the front office.
Letting a guy tag up at third base.
But he also talked about being aggressive in the front office. And I know it's kind of looking down the road. Are you going to keep that same aggressive mindset when the off season comes?
Yeah, so that is absolutely our intention. You know, we feel like we've got a really strong core here that is entering this ability to compete, you know, for World Series championships year after year. We have to do everything that we can to maintain that position, to continue to put a really athletic, exciting team on the field. And when I talk about being aggressive, yes, there's aggressives in terms of transactions, whether that's bringing guys in via free agency or trades. But also, you know, just right now looking at the organization and figuring out ways to move the needle a little bit, whether that's bringing someone up, you know, maybe it is sacrificing a bit of long-term outlook in order to win today, because this team has put themselves in a position to justify that. And so, you know, we want to continue to find ways to push here and do everything we can to put the team in a position to win. And then, you know, when we head into the off season, hopefully after a deep postseason run, we should continue on that trajectory.
Last one from me, because it came up with Pop Douglas on the show this morning. If you could only go to one restaurant in the city of Boston, one restaurant only, what would your choice be, Craig Breslow?
Well, that's a really good question. I'm sure I will.
I feel like this is the
three band. People with whatever my answer is.
This is like the three band favorite three bands thing all over again.
I'm trying to give an answer. I'm going to name a restaurant.
Okay.
So, a handful of times we've gone to Strega with the family. Kids have loved it. I think that's what I would have to
All
go.
All right, Strega.
That's a good one.
That is a good one.
Yep. That is a great answer.
Last one for me, because I need help with this, with the whole stupid stealing of the signs thing, which I think is the dumbest thing ever, with the new electronics from the catcher's shin guard to the pitchers. Is the pitcher like hearing a one, a two, like, are they hearing something in their ear? Because I was like, how can you steal something when it goes right from the catcher to the pitcher's hat?
Yeah, so the pitcher is hearing something in their ear via, you know, a transmitter. And I think, you know, what really astute base runners will try to do is understand, as a pitcher comes set differently, do they position their glove differently when they're throwing one pitch versus another? And that's as old as time, right? So, you know, electronics have made it impossible to, you know, to pick up on how catchers are relaying or catchers are you know, sending signs to the pitcher. And I think this is more now just like pattern recognition and trying to figure out, can I see the way, you know, a guy puts the ball in his glove or his grip or the way that his wrist may be positioned or his glove, and figure out if that indicates what pitch might be coming. But, you know, MLB is very, very clear about what the rules are and what, you know, players are and are not allowed to do. And we take those rules very, very seriously.
I lied about that being the last one. Where are you on realignment?
I think it's interesting and intriguing. You know, on the one hand, from like a just travel and convenience standpoint, I think it would be welcome, but depending on where things land, there's the chance, you know, that we could find ourselves in a really, really tough and competitive division, which may be great for baseball, but could make our goals a little bit harder.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good point.
Yeah, you'd have to spend.
No. They'd be in that division, be like, wow, that's a juggernaut. And then there'd be like some Midwest division, you're like the NL, yes, you know, AL, yes. Central, like, really?
Yeah. All right, Craig, as always, thank you for taking the time. We appreciate it.
You got to take care.
All right. Thank you. That's Craig Breslow.
I'm sorry.
That's a good point.
I like him so much.
Oh, really?
I really do.
Really?
Wow. Yeah.
You like everybody.
No,
yeah.
I really don't.
He's your new Aaron Rodgers.
Who don't you like? Well, you hate Aaron Rodgers.
No, she likes Craig.
No, she doesn't like him anymore. Oh. Well,
I don't like to hold a lot of hate in my heart, but there are people I don't like.
Yeah.
Certainly.
Uh-huh.
Some people you know.
Oh, well. Okay.
Yeah, jeez.
I won't be saying the names.
No names.
And with the microphone.
Oh, we know you hate that guy.
Shime is right over there. What guy?
No, not
the guy who tweeted about the...
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Mike Vrabel.
Mark Daniels. Yeah, you don't like Mark.
I think Courtney hates cars.
Sedan, Rafaela. No.
No, I can't. I don't think Courtney hates that guy. She's never mentioned him. He's just kind of a dink.
Okay. Yeah. And apparently he wasn't talking about our show, but
right.
That's fine.
It just happened right when our show had the conversation with the person he was quote tweeting, yeah. But whatever.
I love the realignment question because he does bring up a good point. That would be an
absolute. You can't have that attitude. We don't like it because we might be playing in a harder division. Like,
I got to tell you, I'm with Courtney. I love Breslow now.
Yeah.
I've gotten laughs out of him twice. That's all I need. The guy's no longer a robot. He made fun of himself.
Yes,
All he needed was to, you know, to pull off an awful trade and went after it, and there you go. Bang. I'm an idiot. He's smart. I mean,
but you
honestly,
can't be. That's like you, Wiggy, saying, you know, I don't want to play in the NFL because the competition is tougher.
No, I get the point, but I get what this.
But if Bill Belichick was asked about a potential division that had the Patriots, the Chiefs, the Rams, you know, like all really good teams, he'd probably say it's not a great idea.
Right, because it's not like college football where you get in the postseason because of ranking and your strength of schedule. It becomes unfair. We've talked about this before in sports, and we brought up Curtis brought up the at one point it was the 7-8 or I can't remember 8-8 New Orleans Saints who got into the
7-9 the Seahawks beat the Saints.
Yes, yeah. The Seahawks
beat quake game.
Yeah, who was
they
7
got to host the game, which was crazy.
Right, who was 7-9 because the division at that time stunk. Right, so but imagine if you're playing in the division that has the Yankees, the Phillies, the Mets. You start to go, well, wait a second, the Red Sox. Who else was in that division too? Wasn't there another team?
The Phillies.
Yeah, I said the Phillies.
The Yankees, Mets, Red Sox, and Nats, I think.
Okay, and you start to go, wait a second, that division is loaded.
Yeah.
And the other downside, if you're talking about reasons not to like it, I like it, but would be that you would hurt your playoff product because odds are you're only going to get one or two teams from that division, whereas this postseason you'll have the Yankees, the Red Sox, the Mets, you'll have all those teams in it at your most watched time.
I just like the idea in general of looking at a game and deciding, you know, this is a way that you might make it more interesting and bring more fans to the game.
Like, well, I think you could also foster rivalries a little bit. Like, if you get more Yankees-Mets games, I think that's good for, like, a rivalry, or a, you know, the inner-city rivalry between the two teams.
They're trying to do the rivalries right now, though, and, like, the matchups are kind of interesting. Like, some of them I didn't know were rivals. And they have us with, like, the Braves, which I get. Like, we used to be the Boston Braves, but
it was like in the
1940s. Is that a rivalry for us?
No.
Exactly.
No.
So that's why it's confusing what they've decided to do rivalry-wise.
Yeah.
Wiggy, would you go to all the Sox road trips to Atlanta?
Oh.
You love Atlanta.
I'd go to Atlanta, MIAO, Houston.
That's where our pal Sean Thornton is heading. I don't know if you saw that news yet.
No, no.
Oh, it broke?
What's that?
It broke?
Yeah.
I didn't see it.
Yeah, he's going to work for the Atlanta Hawks.
Really?
Wow.
Okay.
Like chief revenue officer or something like that.
I got to get Sean's number so when I get down to the ATL, get some tickets for that game.
Get the hookup down there.
Man, come on. We can head over to Magic City for some lemon pepper wings.
I knew it. Before trending, we were going to get a Magic City reference.
Hey, we got to get some wings.
Speaking of that, here is Courtney now with What is Trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's. The Sox take another in Baltimore. 3-2 was the final thanks to a Sedan Rafaela game-winning homer in the ninth. Brian Bale went 6 2/3, giving up a run on 5 hits while striking out 6. Last one with the Orioles today. First pitch at 1:05 with Garrett Crochet getting the start. Brooksy joins Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's, go shopping, get rewarded. Kick things off with Joe Weil at 12:35 for the MassMutual pregame show. Over to the Pats, Tommy DeVito was claimed off waivers by New England to join the quarterbacks group. The Pats also got former LA Rams cornerback Charles Woods on waivers. Javon Baker has been waived, making room for Woods on the roster. And that was brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. Fresh in from Cali with big savings at Shaw's and Star Market. California peaches, plums, and nectarines are just $1.97 a pound when you use the digital coupon. That's limited to 8 pounds per customer. Short on time, order free curbside pickup or get delivery. Shaw's and Star Market, the official supermarket of the Red Sox Radio Network. That's what's trending. Your Hill Notes coming up next.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, they can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.